dealing with. How good did that feel to just unload tonight?
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily view what's been happening. You know, I view it as a more of a grander scale. You know, I feel like we've had a really good past month. Not going to really pinpoint some couple bad games, but you know, I think that just shows kind of what this offense is capable of.
After being on the wrong end of an 8-0 comeback against the same team, how much fun was it to turn the tables a little bit and make your own big comeback?
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of our guys. You know, kind of getting stopped in the mouth there, and then being able to respond with a 4-run inning, and then being able to continue to scrap. You know, we know what that team's capable of, so it was kind of one of those things. When we got the lead, we kind of wanted to continue to, you know, put our foot down and, you know, have the throttle going.
What changed against Papio the last time you guys were in this town? He had 11 strikeouts, 8 innings of 1-run ball. What were the adjustments that you guys made prior to the game and then in game, I guess, too?
Yeah, you know, he's been on quite the tear. Really good arm, can command both sides of the plate. And I think the big thing was just, you know, individually kind of seeing how he was pitching you last time. You know, getting him up in the zone and, you know, being on time, getting ready to go early. Being able to stretch his pitch count there in the second was huge. Being able to get to the bullpen there. So, you know, not a crazy adjustment overall, just, I think, kind of just fine-tuning a couple things.
You have Laureano batting in front of you on base constantly. And mm-hmm, running, yeah, all over the place, making things happen. I mean, just what kind of a contribution has he made?
Yeah, he's been huge.
The last few weeks?
He's been huge. You know, he's really fun to watch, especially right in front of me. You know, he's always in counts, working counts, laying off pitches. Extending ABs, I think, is huge, and I think he's done a really good job at that, not only extending them, but then, you know, capitalizing in them. So, you know, overall has been a huge offensive member for us.
You guys have had a lot of fun games here in the past couple of years. Did you say that this maybe ranks pretty high for you in terms of fun standards in a baseball game?
Yeah, I would say from a production standpoint, the weather was crap, but, you know, I didn't have anything dry on my body. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I feel like that's what this team's capable of, and, you know, being able to go out there and, you know, have a game like that, hopefully, you know, continues that motivation and confidence.
How excited was the dugout for Kobe in his first career outing?
Yeah, really, really excited. You know, I'm proud of him. You know, we're going to give him a hard time, you know. Hopefully they didn't take us the wrong way over there with the little shrug there. He just thought it was funny to get it off a position player. So, yeah, extremely happy for him.
How do you guys maintain kind of a level of consistency? Obviously, you're not going to score 22 runs every night. And then, you know, 3 of the past 5 games, guys have carried no-hitters into the 6 against you. How do you go about, I guess, you know, finding kind of that level head for the offense?
Yeah, I think it's baseball. Like you said, like, I mean, for me, it's one of those things. You know, you can get a hit in the first inning, the guy cannot give up a hit the rest of the inning. So it's technically the same thing as happening as getting a hit in the 6th inning. You know, they're carrying a no-hitter there. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where it's one of the only games where any team can win. And just, like I said, continuing to remain confident in this clubhouse and this pitching staff, this lineup has been huge for us.
Thanks, Cole.